everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 3 o'clock hour. So that means it's Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. Really excited to have my guest today joining us. Her name's Fatima Goss Graves. She is the president and CEO of the National Women's Law Center, which fights for gender justice in the courts and in public policy. And she's a co-founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, which provides legal and media support to individuals who have been subject to workplace sexual harassment. On a personal note, Fatima, I just want to say thank you so much for the work that you do to help close the gender pay gap and advocate for women in the workplace. It means a lot to me as a woman who has experienced sexual harassment and pay discrimination. So thank you on a very personal level. We were talking about the care economy before we went to break. And I hear all the time, especially from conservatives, that we can't afford to make these kinds of investments in the care economy. What's your response to that?
And my response is, I don't see how we can afford to ignore it. And so we learned during the pandemic exactly how fragile our care economy is. We know what's coming. Every year, more families are having babies. Every year, more people are turning 65. More people are becoming disabled. We have to address this problem before it crashes down on us. And we know that we can raise the money to actually make these investments real by taxing the wealthiest individuals and mega corporations who've had it kind of too good too long at the expense of women and families. And I think people understand that it is unfair for the wealthiest corporations to not pay their fair share while we're relying on underpaying women, largely women of color, or having women try to do it all as our public infrastructure for childcare. So we can make the investments in childcare, in aging care, in paid family and medical leave, in disability care, so that all of us can get what we need and deserve.
Yeah, I'm going to get the exact statistic wrong, but we spend something in the ballpark of like $500 to $600 per child as a society on care. And in other developed westernized countries, it's north of 15,000 per year. I mean, that sort of says it all. It's something that is considered to be too important to not accomplish in so many other countries. And yet we've simply shifted the burden of providing this care or left it with women, again, as you point out, rightly so, largely unpaid. We've talked briefly this half hour about the minimum wage. It's important for people to understand how are women especially impacted by the minimum wage, as well as tipped workers and disabled workers who are exempted from the standard minimum wage?
Yeah, I think most people have not focused on the fact that the federal minimum wage has remained unchanged for almost two decades. And that is shocking when you think of the millions of workers, mostly women, disproportionately women of color, who are struggling to support themselves and support their families on what is basically at this point poverty level wages. It's not a minimum wage, it's a poverty wage. Yes. And for those who are in tipped occupations, the fact that they do not have one fair wage, only a handful of states actually ensure that they can have the same minimum wage as other workers is an abomination. And so we need to raise the minimum wage and we need to ensure that tipped workers have one fair wage. I'll just say one more thing about it, and that is there has been so much research that has studied the impact of state and local minimum wage increases. And what they have found is that they consistently boost incomes for workers and their families, and that they don't cost jobs. We are underpaying people for no good reason.
So says Fatima Goss Graves, CEO of the National Women's Law Center and co-founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Hear, hear. Given that you are co-founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, the last question I wanted to ask you this afternoon, Fatima, is your comments about the incredibly detailed and shocking to some criminal allegations that were levied just this past month against Sean Combs, otherwise known as P. Diddy.
Yeah, it is shocking. And I think people have to sit with the idea that the level of abuse and violence was allowed to be really present and known. You have now have all these people coming forward with what they knew at the time. The music industry really hasn't had their public reckoning. And I think people believe that there are some people who are too powerful for important things to happen. And what I would say is it doesn't matter who you are. If you are facing the most famous person in the world with their billions of dollars, or the person who no one knows their name, but they still abuse what little power they have. We see you, we're connected, and we're gonna fight to ensure that all survivors have justice and dignity and healing. And that's what we're gonna do in every setting, whether you're famous or not. And I am hopeful that the many people who have been affected will find some measure of justice and healing. And I wanna make sure people know we run the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund still, and you can find out information on our website about it, including if you've experienced harassment or violence at work, we can connect you with attorney information and more.
That is Fatima Goss Graves, again, president and CEO of the National Women's Law Center and a co-founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. You can find out more or reach out for help at nwlc.org. Thank you so much. As women, we can stand even in the face of the most wealthy, most powerful men in this country and demand that our rights be respected. Again, my personal thanks to you, Fatima, for all you've done. Folks, we're going to be right back after these important messages here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Terry Barr telling us what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin this week. Keep it locked. Mm-hmm.